This is JIS News. Coming up, St. Catherine North Police commended for transforming Gravel Heights. Teacher training institutions urged to prepare graduates to embrace technology. And BSJ on a mission to resuscitate the bamboo industry. The details after this message.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, is on a mission to resuscitate the bamboo industry. Jamaica, in January 2012, became the 38th member of the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan, INBAR, an intergovernmental organization comprising countries that have bamboo and or rattan resources in quantities that can be commercialized. The BSJ has been designated by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce the focal point for INBAR in Jamaica. Team leader for INBAR Focal Point Jamaica, Gladstone Rose, says the island is poised to benefit from this lucrative industry.
We have bamboo in massive supplies. The economy stands a lot to gain. From the membership of INBAR, the countries that are in it, they all report that they are able to create jobs, they are able to protect their environment, and they are able to get sustainable development because of bamboo.
Mr. Rose notes that India, China, Indonesia, Ecuador, and Brazil are the most successful countries of INBAR. And with the knowledge, technology, and standards to be gained, Jamaica should be able to match those countries in the future. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has commended head of the St. Catherine North Police Division, Senior Superintendent Anthony Castell, and his team for the transformation of Gravel Heights. There has been a significant reduction in crime in the community, which was plunged into chaos in 2011 following multiple gang-related killings.
Tony Castell was a one-man social intervention project in Gravel Heights. Without the support of anybody, initially anyway, and today, 2 years or so later, from a community that probably 60% of the residents had abandoned it in fear, and where we were having murders weekly, to a community that is now responding, growing, thriving.
Minister Bunting says under SSP Castell's leadership, the St. Catherine North Division over the last 2 years has experienced an over 40% drop in murders. Minister Bunting was speaking at a ceremony in Marchpan, St. Catherine earlier this week. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is urging teacher training institutions to prepare their graduates to embrace technology. Sir Patrick says teachers must actively find ways to incorporate technology in their classroom duties in order for the profession to remain relevant.
What is clear is that pedagogy must prepare teachers to readily adapt to the dynamism of the digital revolution. Teacher training institutions must not only prepare their students to effectively use these devices, but they must also research their usefulness and the content to be uploaded on them.
The Governor General notes that the government is striving to keep up with the digital revolution in schools through initiatives such as the e-learning program, the distribution of tablet computers, and the introduction of interactive whiteboards. The Governor General was speaking at the launch of the Institute of Technological and Educational Research, ITER, at the Micah University College on Thursday. And residents of Tivoli Gardens and surrounding areas in Western Kingston now have improved access to health services following the refurbishing and reopening of the Charles Chinloy Health Center in the community. The $31 million refurbishing project was financed by the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the reopening is in keeping with efforts by the government to improve access to primary healthcare services.
Part and parcel of that thrust is to take healthcare closer to the people of Jamaica. It is part of a mission to build a network of centers, and that will begin to ease the pressure on our secondary care centers that is more expensive.
Minister Ferguson was speaking Thursday at the official reopening ceremony for the health center. The Charles Chinloy Health Center, a Type 2 facility, will provide maternal and child health care as well as curative services. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.